Hi, this is Leah.
And this is Channing.
And you've reached a vessel, Art is a Doorway.
Welcome to episode 39. Well, friends, we want to welcome you to Vessel Art is a Doorway. Today, we are live at Hotel Figueroa. And you may think this is a little bit different, being at a hotel, being live on a podcast. But today, we have a special event happening. Leah just started her art residency at Hotel Figueroa. Leah, could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes, it's interesting because I've driven by this hotel so many times, but as you're going to hear, it has a fascinating history, and I found out about that history when they approached me about the residency here.
Yeah, so here in this episode, although we're live, you're starting to hear the music banging, the others in the audience talking, but this is a live conversation that we're having because Leah is giving more of a understanding about a process with much of the artwork that she's provided for the hotel. So in this episode, we're going to dig in deep on what it is going on here with Leah's exhibition for Limitless at the Hotel Figueroa.
So with this residency, it's a little bit different from some other artist residencies. Instead of it being a residency where I have time to make the art during the duration of the residency, I created the art ahead of time, installed it inside of their beautiful lobby and the area they have called Artist Alley. And all year, I'll be talking to different people about the work and giving tours.
Yeah, so it's a great tour that Leah's been giving with the hotel staff, but we just like to include you in on this. So let's listen in to this interview with Leah Smithson at Hotel Figueroa.
So I'm going to have us start at the end, closer to the pool. I'll explain why in a second. So the way I organize the installation of the artwork is it kind of starts off with a series of portraits. Towards the end of the beginning of the hallway, it turns into sort of like a mirror. And the reason is because when I think about history, I think about not only just knowledge of who came before us, but also what we can learn from them. And so that's why I kind of start off with these series of portraits. And the way I do portraits is not like just a typical, just a recreation of what a person looks like, but it's more of about a frame of mind or an emotion. And so with this, it's kind of a collage of a few different female innovators. The reason I did this and the reason why this exhibit's called Limitless is because I used to drive by Hotel Figueroa all the time and I didn't know about its amazing history. And so it made me think like, man, what other female innovators in general, but especially for this exhibit, female innovators affect my life every day and I hadn't thought about them or knew that what they were doing was affecting me. So then I looked them up and I found out some amazing people from all around the world, all walks of life, and that's kind of who I am talking about here. And so this first one, Red Cotton Empire. So Alice Parker was a woman in New Jersey that got tired of using coal to heat her house. So she actually invented the furnace, the first gas furnace. And so the reason that we have central air and all that kind of stuff was due to that lady, you know, in like the early 1900s even. And then the red cotton, this is a woman, actually, her name is Sally Fox. She's actually from California. So she's a cotton breeder. And the interesting thing about the cotton that she breeds is I didn't even know different color cotton exists. When I think of cotton, you think of the typical white fields. But she has red cotton, green cotton, and blue cotton. And what's interesting about that is that she says these are actually very ancient strains of cotton. Like they've been around, you know, since as long as the earth has been here. But the thing that made what she did so interesting is that she's an organic farmer. And a lot of times when people would try to process that cotton, and you wash it, it would lose its color. But she actually made the strands longer, which made it to where when you wash the fabric, it gets darker. And so it's not, so both of these pictures, like if you see this color on the side, it's not like a bright, bright red, but it's like that natural color red. And it's really interesting if you look her up online. You can see the fields of red cotton, and it's like this color. And she actually sent me a sample. I called her, and I sourced the fabric from her. And she sent me a sample of her red cotton, and that's the still life that I put right here. And then this one, too, the plaid is made with those different color cottons that she has. So it's not like it's been dyed or printed or anything like that, but it's made with that cotton. And this picture, Laser Faco, it's inspired by a woman who improved cataract surgery. And actually, I have part of her portrait on this wall over here. And these two, Patricia. What she did was she improved how cataract surgery is done, and she invented like a medical device where you can do the cataract surgery, and it's safer, and she basically saves a lot of people's vision. And she actually recently just died, I think like within the last 10 years, but within that time, she just actually during 2021, so I think it was after her death, got put in like the museum of inventors. Like they have a museum that really highly esteems and awards inventors. And she was like the first black female to get that. But it was after her death, but it was still, you know, amazing. And so then this one behind you is a woman named Maria. Sorry, I'm like. No, it's fine. Her name is Maria Telkis. And she has a fascinating background because she did two things. So we have the water here because she invented a filter that can take the ocean water, salt water, and filter it so that it's drinkable. And so in like the 1950s even, the military actually bought that technology, or I guess licensed it from her. But then also, the reason this is called Salt, Water, and Soul is because in 1980, she created the first house that completely ran on solar power. And so I thought that was pretty fascinating because I didn't know, you know, that's kind of like the way everybody's moving. And so anyways, that's Maria. She was awesome. Yeah. And so we'll move over here to these round paintings. So this first one, Ada and Jalopter. So Ada Lovelace was very fascinating woman. So the reason why what she did was really important is a couple of things. So there was a man named Charles Babbage, and he put together the first prototype for the computer. And it was fascinating to learn that the first prototype for the computer actually came from the Jacquard loom. And the reason is because they take a card and they punched holes in it. And what it did is it automated the system for creating, you know, fabric, from weaving together fabric. And he saw that and he was like, man, this could be really good at making mathematical calculations. But she said, you know what? Those numbers don't have to just represent numbers, they could represent other entities. And she began writing the first code. And this is before computers were even invented. And in fact, as he was making the first prototype for the computer, they didn't get a chance to complete it. But because of her writing that first code, she basically was like the first computer scientist. So, and computers hadn't invented yet. And this is also the late 1800s. So that's how long ago it was. And I just thought that was amazing. And then that's a nod to also why I'm using some of the fabrics that I'm using, kind of like as a nod, that woven fabric as a nod to computers and technology, and of course the augmented reality at the beginning of the hallway. Oh yes, Lisa Jalopter. So she's really interesting because she was very formative in inventing a technology called Shockwave. And what Shockwave is responsible for is, like, the reason why we can watch GIFs, we can have GIFs on the computer, and honestly, the augmented reality, the reason why we have the technology where, you know, we're going towards, like, virtual reality, all that kind of stuff. It all started with being able to see moving images on the internet. And so she was instrumental with that. And in fact, it was interesting, like a couple of weeks ago, she reached out to me. She heard that she saw the news article about this hotel, and she actually reached out to me asking me about the work. But she's planning on, she said if she's in LA, she's gonna come by and check you guys out. Yeah, so it's really cool. And she's pretty amazing. I didn't realize it, but I think during Obama's administration, she was put like as head of education. So she's like a heavy person. So that would be awesome if she came by. Yeah. So this next piece is Miriam Merzkani and also Bibi Chowdhury. So this one's called Muons in Medoli Spaces. So Muons, Bibi Chowdhury, in like the early 1900s, she was able to take the technology they have for looking at solar particles, and she did something like flipped it upside down or did something a little bit different that actually helped them identify new solar particles, and it's called muons. And the reason why that's important is because as we keep studying the universe, we learn more about how things interact with each other. We rely on those types of things actually, and we learn from them for technology. And then with Miriam, she has a very interesting story. She's a mathematician, but the type of math that she does is studying how particles move over complex surfaces. And that's important because she was the first woman to win the Fields Medal, which is like the kind of like the Nobel Prize for math. And so she won that. Unfortunately, she passed away like 3 years afterward from breast cancer. So she died very, very young. But all the work that she put in and everything definitely still moves on and still inspires people, and people still look up to her till this day. And so with these two, we have Patricia and Vivian. Patricia is the one that we talked about with the invention of the cataracts for the laser phaco for the cataract surgery. And then Vivian Yam, she's responsible for OLED. And so that's used in OLED televisions, but it also has other use cases as well. And then we have Olga Gonzalez, and she's responsible for satellite, improving the batteries for satellites. So we can go farther and see more of the universe. Do you guys have any questions? I feel like I'm talking.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm just so like taken aback how in depth this is. You know? I was telling Maria, our manager, before meeting with you, and I was like, I feel like they're very in touch with the, you know, the subject. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I didn't know it was to that degree, and so it's really eye-opening and inspiring to know that you drew so much from all these historical figures that in your common like day-to-day you wouldn't think of who is it, how did this come to be, and you know, they left behind this legacy, and it's important to continue to shine a spotlight on, you know, women that have paved the way for so many people. So I wanted to ask, what did you major in? This feels so like historical, political, scientific.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually majored in graphic design, but my father was an engineer for AT&T. And so even though I went into graphic design, technology and art, I've been in fine art, and I've kind of moved my practice from being like more graphic design into fine art. But because of that, I've always kind of been interested in technology and math and science and how everything connects. Yeah, well, I'll talk about that.
This is your dad?
No. It's my husband. It's all good. Don't worry about it. No worries. So, and then another thing, the reason why I have these portraits deconstructed is the idea is that they won't be taken out of history. So even though a lot of times we may not know all their background, everything they did, how it the domino effect it affects us today, what they did will always remain and
stand the test of time.
Yeah, exactly. And so now we have these avatars that I work with. And so these avatars that I work with are, the reason that I use avatars a lot of times is because I feel like they are a good representation of humanity in general. Like they don't always have to represent one person. And so it kind of starts with this work over here, Soft Opaque Horizons. So I created this work like right as we were coming out of the pandemic. And also, at that time, both of my parents had died about 5 months from each other. And so the idea was like we were all in the world in a situation where we didn't know what the next thing was going to be. We didn't even know that the world could be like it was. But so that's why the hands are over the eyes, because it was like we couldn't, you can't see the future. But the flowers growing through the fingers represents resilience and knowing that no matter what, even though life may be different, it still can be good. And that's what that represents there. And then some of the other pictures of avatars are kind of thinking along those same themes of self-reflection, thinking about people from the past, how they affect the future, thinking about kind of that meditation on those types of things. And so then we have these two paintings, actually the four. And I have, these are a combination of sales that I sourced from Long Beach and Venice from some sailboat companies out there. So they're decommissioned. And I took them and chopped them up, and I sewed them into canvases. And the reason I did that is because throughout this exhibition, and I really wanted the substance that the painting, the surface that the painting was on, kind of like a sculptural, have just as much meaning as the work on top of the canvas. And so it represents being able to chart unclear paths. So even though that kind of similar to like what we were just talking about, we may not be able to see what the future holds, but knowing that there's a way to get through it and be successful no matter what. And some of the names of these pieces, Ludwig and Rincon. So starting with this one, Rincon was a scientist who discovered x-rays. And the interesting thing about that is that his wife would use her hand as the subject for him to take the x-rays. So over time, they didn't know, what x-rays would do. So her hand actually got radiation poisoning and, she suffered for it. But when people talk about x-rays, they always talk about him. And so I was thinking about the idea of innovating, the idea of progress in the future. And it's not a situation. A lot of times I think in our culture, we think like, there's like this one person and they do it by themselves, but that's not the way it is. It's usually a group of people, and they should be also, praised and celebrated as well. And so that's kind of what some of these pieces are about in relation to that. So the idea of artifact is in x-ray, when doctors take, or when actually rad techs take a x-ray, if they see something that's not, doesn't belong there, they call it an artifact. So it's kind of like a play on words, thinking about innovation, thinking about the idea of putting yourself where maybe somebody doesn't think that you belong, but you put yourself there anyway. And do you guys have any more questions? Sure.
First of all, I really admire your work. I love seeing Black women in creative spaces. I love how colorful your work is.
Thank you.
The use of coloring, use of shapes. I love how intentional your artwork is. I just want to put that out there.
Thank you.
But for me, like, I consider myself an artist as well, but not in work kind of realm. I'm more like, I love to write, like, film and television and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know where you find creativity. Like, because sometimes I struggle with inspiration and, you know, things like that.
Sorry.
So, like, I just wanted to know how do you think of these things? Where do you, what inspires you? And just what gets you, what goes into your mind that makes you produce something as beautiful as
Oh, thank you. I just think about, you know, I'm inspired by nature and people. I think when I start hitting creative blocks, I go on walks, hike up a mountain, look out at the world. You know what I mean? But yeah, I hear what you're saying. But that, like, and with this one, it was easy because there's so many people that I was inspired by. Yeah, and that's kind of like some of the things that I think about. Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Thank you.
We just truly are blessed to have you as an artist.
Oh, thank you so much.
So thank you. And the compliment is, I won't see these paintings the same now.
Oh, really?
Given this illustration, every time I walk by, I'm going to think about what you said because I can't look at them the same. This one here is my favorite one.
Oh,
I
thank
joke
you.
With him about this all the time. This one here is my favorite one, but now I look at it totally different.
Tell me, what did you think about it before?
You know, before, it was the many hands that grabbed my attention. And I thought, you know, maybe it's, you know, she's expressing that there are many hands in it that deals with the face, and it just blew me away. But now I look at it totally different. Flowers growing through the hands, that's showing like life, and it continues, you know, despite, you know, all the difficulties. Oh my God!
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for y'all being here.
We're all very inspired by the presentation today.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Even though we all have been through this exhibit and have admired your work from afar, I think that thank you so much for coming today in person to give us a first-hand account.
Thanks for you being here.
And also, just so everyone knows, you know, we selected Leah also because she's very integrated with the downtown LA arts community. And she has many other exhibits going on this year, so we're so fortunate because she's got one at the New Museum in New York that's coming out as well.
Thank you.
It's a big deal. and it already has a number of installations that you can see in downtown LA, so it's truly an honor for you to be here with us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.